Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Fantastic Duo Show on another week here with my man, Steve Cardenas. What's up, Steve?
What's up, everybody? How's it going? Everyone in the Twitch universe, thank you guys for joining us. Alex, how you been, buddy?
Man, this weekend was pretty dope. You know, just relaxed, kicked my feet up, and just, you know, just enjoyed the fruits of our labor here as everyone continues to come into the show. And really become part of what we're doing here with a fantastic duo. But how are you, man? Like, what did you do this?
Well, I mean, nothing really. I mean, everybody's kind of stuck, you know? everything's kind of the same for me these days. But, you know, it's cool because, you know, there are some things in the works now. Now that things are kind of opening up and certain areas are kind of opening back up now and stuff, they've got me set to do some comic book store appearances. So, some of the Rangers now are kind of hopping around doing this. So, we want to kind of visit these comic book stores, give the fans a chance to see us again because, usually the only way they could see us before is through Comic-Con. So we're doing the video calls and the video cons and things like that, which is cool. But nothing is as cool as when you can actually like hand your item to the Rangers and have them sign it right in front of you and hand it back to you and get to talk to them and say hi to them and stuff like that. So, and to get that interaction from the fans for us as well too is also very cool. So, so I've got quite a few planned over the next few weekends. Let's see, this weekend, I'll be in Orange County. I'm doing four stores in Orange County. You guys can check my Instagram for that. The next weekend, I'm going to be in two cities, actually. Like Friday and Saturday, I'll be in Las Vegas at Rogue Toys. You guys are familiar with Rogue Toys. Rogue Toys is the one that's always in Pawn Stars all the time. They always have the guy, whenever somebody brings in like some kind of a pop culture item, then the guys from Rogue Toys come in and evaluate and appraise how much it is and stuff like that. So anyway, these guys have a big, huge comic book. Actually, they have like three comic book stores in Vegas. So I'll be hitting up all three of those. So I'll do one on Friday, a couple on Saturday. And then that Saturday night, I fly to Phoenix and I do another one, Phoenix at the AZ Collectibles as well on that Sunday. Then the week after that, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head where I'm going to be. I can't remember, actually. I think the next weekend after that, I'll be in Colorado, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're working on some for Denver. I should post up about those later tonight, actually. So look at my Instagram for that. But I'm doing some near in the Denver area. So if you're in that area, come by and say hi. And then the week after that, I'm in Minnesota. So,
yeah, you're gonna be in Minnesota running around.
I'm gonna go to about three or four different places in Minnesota as well too. So, I'm trying to pop around as much as I can, and of course more dates are coming, so I'll keep you guys posted on that. And very excited to finally get out of the house, get back out on the road a little bit again. It's kind of nice. That's really about the only new event that I have going at the moment right now.
Well, you know, that's still, you're getting jam-packed. You're doing a 25th anniversary tour, basically, right? Like, you're going to all these comic shops, and people have all these things that they probably want to talk to you about.
Sure.
And, you know, it's when you guys go and meet Steve and you go there, make sure that, you know, you just abide by all the rules. Social distancing, wear a mask, hang out, have a good time, take some pictures with Steve.
Yeah, I mean, it should go out without saying, guys, but definitely wear your masks for sure. And, you know, the stores have signing times set up, so you've got to actually contact the store to get your signing time. So just, you know, like I said, if you check my Instagram, I'm posting up about these places all the time. So, look on my Instagram and kind of then you can contact those stores to set up your time to come in and get your stuff signed, and they'll have social distancing all set up in place and everything like that.
Yeah,
but just do your part, bring your mask, bring some hand sanitizer, good stuff like that.
Yeah. And so can we talk a little bit about what you did on Saturday night with Mike Rome and the rest of the Power Rangers? How cool was that?
Oh yeah, thanks for bringing that up. You asked me what I did this weekend and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not that. I was like, oh, duh. No, there was probably about 20 of us or so, 20 different Rangers from all the different incarnations of the show, and we all got together on a Zoom call that people paid for, and we did it all for charity for this place called Give Kids the World Village. And Mike Rome, who was our guest last week, he was the host of this event, which we talked a little bit about it last week, if you guys remember. But it was really cool. It was like everybody got together, and then the fans, just like you guys do here on Twitch, they just jumped in and asked questions, and Mike was sort of like our moderator. He was like the host, and he was hosting the whole thing, and he was just asking us questions from the fans and stuff. So it was essentially like an hour and a half long Q&A panel.
That was that. So, I mean, everybody that I saw online posting said it was amazing, and a lot of people were, you know, having a great time with all the other Rangers being there. Yeah. Mike Rome doing his thing with Jason's phone picture in the background, like, it was dope.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah, there was definitely a lot of laughs going on in that one for sure. I mean, I don't think probably that many Rangers got together unless it was like, you know, at a regular con, like a Power Morphicon or something, or Ranger Stop. Those are the ones that had probably like where you get the most Rangers in one sitting like that. So for everybody to coordinate from their homes and stuff and from their busy lives and whatever to do that, I thought it was really special, because Give Kids the World Village, those guys are really, really cool. I love what they do. You know, they're it's a place for terminally ill kids, and they basically let these kids come and stay, and they stay for a week, and in that week they bring all the events that a normal year might bring. They bring them to those kids. So Christmas, Halloween, you know, all the holidays that, you know, that everybody celebrates over the span of a year. These guys, you know, bring these terminally ill kids in and let them have their Christmas and their Halloween and all that stuff, all within a span of a week, in case they don't ever get that chance later in the year, you know. So anyway, it's really special. It's a really cool place to. And anyway, they're probably, I don't know, we're trying to help stop them from getting their doors closed, but hopefully with the stuff that we did, we'll help try to keep them open for a while.
Well, it was great. A lot of people in the chat room are said that it was an incredible, awesome experience. They enjoyed every minute of it. So I'm really happy to hear that the people that actually watched it not only enjoyed it, but it was for an amazing, good cause, which is what it's all about. But one of the things that I also want to throw in here, guys, is as you now guys know, we're always trying to level up the chat and whatnot. So we have a bunch of new emotes, which people are already using here in the chat room, which is great. I want to thank everyone who's
subbing. Use those emotes, baby.
Emote, you know, you gotta use Pachinko Rocky. You know, I sent that to him, and he was very, very gracious of me taking his Pachinko face and throwing it up there from that one episode. So
pretty funny.
But before I get into my list of things here, because I'm always there you go. Alice is using your Pachinko Rocky face, by the way. Before nice. I get into this list of things here, you probably don't have the show on in the background, but I'm about to transition it in. Power Rangers in Space. I have this photo up right now behind us of you floating in space. Are you teasing a new series coming out, Mr. Steve Ferdinand? What is going on with this picture?
Oh, I wish. No, that's just called Bored Steve, with like nothing to do but with a lot of time on his hands. And so I go into these apps, and they're apps that already have this ready-made pictures, and then it takes a picture that you can insert in there, and it just like, you know, puts them up in there. So it's called Quick Art. It's pretty fun. I've just been having some fun with it lately and stuff. And so there's one where there's an astronaut floating in space, and you can put your face in there. So I just put my face in there and then called it Power Rangers in Space.
It's incredible. So. I do want to say that I will be printing this out and putting it up on my wall here, just so that I can see Steve in space at all times. And you never know. Maybe one day we'll put it out there for people to win a signed picture of Steve in space.
We shall see. It's pretty funny. But yeah, I mean, it would be kind of cool to have like a big cardboard cut out of that, like in the background kind of thing. We're you know, you guys can't see it on Twitch, but we sit behind these green screens here. He could probably change that whole thing up to put that background on there.
I can pretty much throw anything back there and you'd be like, cool, it's all right. So Gravity 2, Steve Cardenas in Space.
Gravity 2.
That's it. They're calling in the chat room. Another thing I wanted to talk about really quickly is Steve is very well known that, you know, he's good friends with Ryan Parrott and the team over at Boom Studios. And one of the things that I read online was that 2019 was a huge year for comics, which is a great thing, right? Because it teaches
comics are no longer for geeks.
I know,
just for geeks anymore. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's digging them now.
Yeah, it's everywhere. So that brings me to something that's about to come up here Wednesday, July 25th, the Boom Studios panel. They just leaked it, not leaked it, but they put it up on comicbook.com for the Comic-Con at home. Steve, right. They mentioned your name. Are you going to be in a panel with Ryan Parrott and the rest of Boom Studios without telling us anything over anything you're not supposed to? Anything that we should expect or know, or what's going on with the studio out there?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as I know, it's just going to be talking about, you know, where they're heading with some of this stuff a little bit, as much as they want to reveal, where Boom Studios is heading with their Power Ranger series. And just kind of talking about, like, you know, where they came up with some of the ideas for stuff as well, too. So it's just going to be one of those kind of, like, it's a panel, but that, you know, it's not a Q&A one, though. It's just a discussion where, you know, some of the creators and the writers, and I'm talking about, you know, there's going to be writers and artists and creators that are from all over the world, you know, because there's a lot of them that are in this Boom series, you know, some people from Italy and other places, you know, and which is really cool. I mean, I just love, what a great testament to the, you know, the span or the reach of Power Rangers, you know what I mean? That it's like you've got these people who love Power Rangers as kids all over the world, and now they're grown up and now they're artists for Boom Studios, you know what I mean? Or they're writers for Boom Studios, you know? And they come up with these phenomenal stories and these phenomenal storylines, you know, that the show could never do. You know, because they got to keep it so goody two shoes. But so it's I think it's great. That should be enjoyable. If you guys, check it out. It's for the San Diego Comic-Con, the big Comic-Con. They're doing it online. Obviously, this year it's not going to be happening. So they're doing an online version of it. So I'll be a part of that. And did they say who else is going to be on there besides myself and Ryan?
Yeah, they said a bunch of other names, but those are the two that I've. I apologize, my friends.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, actually, you can expect, I believe Erin Cahill will be on there with us as well, too. So that's pretty cool.
Yes, Erin. She's moderating it. That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, Erin will be hosting it. So that's kind of a pretty cool thing.
Oh, my God. Big shout out going out to Alice for gifting subs and tier one subs. And also, who else? There's a bunch of people giving. Gaming Hour 2018 just gifted a sub to Alicia. Wow, things. Wow. Thank you, guys. Look at this.
Yeah, wow. That's really generous. Alice, thank you, honey, for that.
Alice is the mom of the Fantastic Duel
show.
She
is. She
really is.
Yeah. So she's been super supportive, so that's great. I appreciate it.
And honestly, she is, she has become a staple in the chat. The chat room is not complete without you, guys. Alice. You know?
Everybody got to throw in the chat.
Maybe one day, I know it's late, we should have Alice on just to say hello. You know?
That would be
Alice
fun,
and
yeah.
the mouse will be our our brand new guest here. And so I love you guys.
We should definitely
for,
do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you, man. But I love you guys for everything you're doing on the chat. I mean, and if
thank
you're listening,
you, Twitch. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and if whoever's listening to this on the podcast later on, do know that we are here live on Twitch every Tuesday and Thursday, and this is what we do, man. I mean, the chat's going insane right now. Holy moly. What is going on here? All right, let me pay attention. Oh, my God. Let me pay attention over here. We're getting subs left and right. I want to thank every single one of you guys.
Thank you, guys.
So here's another thing that I want to talk about. It just came out. Obviously, it broke on every news network, including here on the Fantastic Duo Show IG account. The new comic book series is coming out, Mighty Morphin, and the other one, Power Rangers 1. Did you hear about that, Steve? We have two new comic books that are coming out in November. Okay?
From Boom Studios.
From Boom Studios. So the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers series, the one that's current right now, will be ending in a couple weeks, or should I say in a couple months, at number 55. And they're starting a brand new story. brand new with a whole new Green Ranger, an all new team, all, everything, the works. And that's that's all to set out to start November 1st. Okay, that one's coming out in November. And then, you know how GoGo Power Rangers ended? Now they're coming out with a second series that is following the Omega Rangers. And the Omega Rangers,
well,
so that one's
that
called,
was bound to happen. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
that one's called Power Rangers. That's it by itself, just Power Rangers 1. And that one, from what they leaked or from what the Boom Studios put out, you'll see the Omega Rangers defy Zordon and ally themselves with Lord Dragon. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow,
all new stories.
Bizarre.
All new stories. Two different books. You're going to have the Stone Canyon crew. You're going to have Rocky DeSantos, a.k.a. Steve Cardenas, in one book. So make sure you follow him on there on Mighty Morphin. And then, you know, you'll have everyone else, the Omega Rangers, on a whole other book. How do you feel, Steve, about... We've spoken about this before, but now it's like really set in stone. They're creating brand new original stories for you, for your character.
I mean, I think it's phenomenal, of course. I mean, who wouldn't? You know what I mean? Like, if they wrote a comic book about you, Alex, you would love to see what it was going to be about every month.
I'd probably cry.
Yeah. So, I mean, in that sense, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing but positive from that for me. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it just kind of keeps the you know, the...
Continuation,
The continuation going, you know, of the Stone Canyon team. So, I'm all about it, you know, and I can't wait to see what kind of cool stuff they come up with, you know. And so I'm just looking forward to seeing what they do.
And I know you're super busy, so I'm just like breaking news to you here. A lot of the stuff is a lot of the other things that they're talking about is along with the whole situation that's going on with Boom Studios and what they're doing with the comics and an incredible job, by the way. They're talking about now the movie. The Power Ranger movie, the new reboot that Hasbro and Paramount are coming out with, it's supposed to be a continuation of the television show, Steve, and it's supposed to go back in time and revisit all the Ranger teams somehow. And Lord Zedd is going to be the main attraction in this brand new film that's being put together. I know I'm speaking for myself, and I'm pretty sure the chat room here will join in on me, but we need a Rocky DeSantos to make a cameo appearance, just show his face.
I'm all about it, man. I'm all about it. But, you know, for so far, you know, no one is reaching out to me. You know what I mean? So I you know, whether or not they, you know, have me come back as some kind of a cameo in some way, or whether or not they, I don't know. I haven't, or whether or not they just have somebody else be my character. You know, I prefer to actually have the chance to go back on screen with it, but you know, that again, I have no control over that.
Of course,
whatsoever. But it would be dope. It would be.
Would you don the tights for us one more time?
yes, I would. I know, like I can get like if I'm out of shape ever, I know I can get myself in shape within like 5 weeks to be suit ready. You know what
That's
I mean?
Incredible.
So yeah, I know what I have to do. I just don't like to do it because it's definitely a task. But I could get myself in shape in 5 weeks for something like that if they were to ask me to be a part of it.
Crazy. And there's people writing on the chat room that you will be a mentor to the new Dino Fury team on the television show.
I'll be the night manager at, you know, Albertsons. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like night manager at Food Lion or whatever the grocery stores are. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like I don't need to be any mentor or anything like that. I just want to have fun with it. I want to, you know, bring my character back, but bring them back in a different way, you know, or maybe not even be my character at all. Just be somebody completely different, you know, and you know, but just seeing my face, that'd be cool.
No, yeah.
Cause that'd be fun for the fans.
And so if we see something where they are going back in time and you're seeing all of these stories being relived, it's only fair. it's only fair because you've always been a fan favorite to a lot of people. You've had your success in the show. And you know, later on today, in a couple minutes, we're gonna get into some questions because I did put out that we wanted to do some Q&As today. So a lot.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Questions.
A lot of people have been putting stuff up on Twitter. I noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll address some people's questions today. That's cool. I love doing that where the fans come in and ask questions. I wish they would do more video questions though. I love
Same
that because
here.
It's like,
yes.
Hey, man, we want to put you up on the show with us, you know. But nobody, everyone sends their questions in. Send a video. We'll post you up. We'll say who you are, where you're from, all that good stuff, you know. So
I had a question here about Arkin Comic Con.
Akron.
I'm sorry, Akron. Yeah, I misread that.
Yeah, I'm not there. I think somebody might have. They're wanting to know if Akron Comic Con is still happening. It's in November.
If you're going to still be there, yeah.
If it's still happening, I'm going to be there. Yeah. So the Akron Comic Con is in November in Akron, Ohio, and I am supposed to be there. So. If you know, COVID doesn't, you know, shut that convention down, if doors can open up by November, then yeah, I'll be at that one. I've been contracted for that one, been to be at that one for like a year now. So I'm just waiting, for the finalization.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So
couple
yeah,
months
so,
we should know.
Yeah. So, and by the way, guys, if you, I'm seeing here that they would love to send in, some video questions. So, you know, you're always welcome. This is a fan interactive show. So if you guys want to submit questions for any of the shows that we're going to do, please submit them. And if you know we're going to have a guest, submit questions for those guests as well. Like, we're always open. That's what the show is all about. We're very interactive. And as you guys have seen, we've done a number here where we are running game nights as well. Like Saturday nights, we'll do a game night, and that's been very successful on its own. I actually had Mike Rome on there Saturday night. I think he passed by, said what's up, which was really cool.
We like Mike Rome over here at Fantastic Duo
Show. Yeah, and we're
gonna expect to see him probably a few more times, I would imagine. Mike Rome, such a big Power Rangers fan, but also, you know, a really cool guy, and you know, he's got himself a huge following, you know, on Twitch and everything as well too. So you guys can make sure you check out his show as well, his gaming and stuff, right?
Yeah, so yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So he games, and he once in a while he'll do some talk shows, which we're going to get Steve on as well, and we're working on some other big shows for Steve on to go out there, and so you guys support. So as we're talking about Power Rangers and mixing things up, and the chat is still going insane, I wanted to put this up behind us really quickly. Into the Morphin Grid. Let me tell you guys a little bit about this before we get into the Q&As. Into the Morphin Grid, Steve and I spoke about being able to continue to bring some type of value, for especially for the subs and everyone who continues to support monetary like this show. And even if you guys just reshare it, that's still supporting it. It doesn't have to be money. So Into the Morphin Grid will be a specific show that will follow all things Power Rangers related, what's going on right now with the movies, the comic books. We'll talk about the past. We'll talk about the future. If you guys have any questions that I can shoot over to Steve or anyone, please make sure you send them in. It's something that I'm going to be hosting. And sometimes if Steve ever has time, he'll pop in. But this is very fan centric. This is going to be very fan centric. And I know for sure Mike Rome, as you mentioned, Mike Rome, who being a good one of our friends here on the show, he's already mentioned that he would love to stop by because he loves to talk Power Rangers. So keep a lookout for that. I haven't put a official date for Into the Morphin Grid because I'm still working on some back end things. But when I'm done with that, we're going to put it out there. And we got a lot, Steve, we got a lot of great things and said and likes and everything once I put up the graphic.
Nice, man. I saw the graphic. It looks cool. I'm excited about this as well too. So, and of course, yeah, like Alex said, I'll try to jump in every chance that I get. You know, sometimes with the traveling coming up now, it might be a little harder, but you know, we got a trade off somewhere. So
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, so
you're busy. You're in the cons. In you know, well, your private cons. You know, doing the
private signings. Yeah,
the private signings.
Yeah, comic book store. The comic Comic-Cons.
Comic-Cons, yeah. So Into the Morphin Grid, look out for that. We'll be putting more information later on at a later date. So yeah, I'm really excited to bring you guys even more here on the Fantastic Duo
Good
Show.
Good stuff, Alex. You always have so many ideas, man, about stuff. You know, like, hey, what if we do this? And I say, hey, what if we don't spread ourselves too thin?
I know,
No, Steve. But it's great, though. I mean, I love your enthusiasm for it and everything like that. And I'm all about it. You know what I mean?
The good thing about Steve is that Steve will put me in my place if he knows that I'm spreading myself so far apart that I can't find one inch.
I was just messing with you, man. No, I think it's a great idea. And I'm stoked. I can't wait for it to actually start going live. So that'd be cool. The more chances that we have to be on Twitch, the more opportunities we have to reach people. I'm all about it for sure.
And you know, Tom, Power Ranger Tom, already said he wants to call in. So I'm good with him calling in and being part of the show. It's going to be fan centric. All right, let's continue moving forward here, man. This show is freaking rocking and moving fast. It's already like halfway gone. Another thing I wanted to touch upon, guys, is the fact that we are still doing our giveaways, believe it or not. You know, like, even through this COVID pandemic, we're still doing a giveaway. The big giveaway for this month, for July, which we'll be giving at the end of the month. And if you guys haven't received any of the stuff from June that we gave away, is because the mail has been ultra slow. Yeah. So give it some time. It's on its way. Trust me, it's already been out. The next giveaway we're doing is this awesome shirt. Right, I'm going to cover myself by
the Time for shirt from the J-Man, from Jason Font.
All right, signed by the one and only Jason Font
here.
Okay, so this is going to be given away at the end of July for any of the subs here on the show. All of the subs here on the show will be put in a randomizer.
Man.
And it'll spit out someone, and we will be sending that to you, and I will be contacting you any way I can to make sure that you get it.
Yeah, big shout out to Jason Font for doing that for us, giving us that, donating that for the fans. We appreciate that. So we'll be giving that away very soon. Now, it's just one shirt, which means it's just the one size. So if it doesn't fit you, we can't exchange it for another one. It doesn't work that way. But it's a really cool wall hanger, if nothing else. You know what I mean? A lot of times, if a shirt doesn't fit, bing, people put it up on display.
And sometimes, you know, just as an extra, sometimes we here at the show like to give extra. Like, this is who we are. This is who Steve is. Steve gives. So along with that, we have a third member of the show. He goes by the name of Mr. Brad Hawkins, Ryan Steele, VR Troopers. He also has been gracious enough to send them some really cool things. So we're going to be adding a picture, signed photograph right here, of Mr. Brad Hawkins, VR Troopers, and the voice of the Gold Zeo Ranger.
Yeah.
We're going to be adding that, so we're going to throw that in the pack. We got two different versions, so I'll just randomize it.
Those are some cool ones. Yeah, we'll make sure we give those away. We should put that together as a package, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying then the next month we're going to give that one.
Oh, no. This is all going to be packaged together, so you guys will be able to...
Right, each month, guys, it's not just going to be one prize that we're giving away. It's going to be like a multitude of things. So it's going to be a multitude of like maybe like all of the signed stuff from all the guests that we have that particular month. You know, we'll put that all together into a packet, you know, that we'll send out. Plus, we'll find some other cool stuff that we'll throw in as well, too. So, the packages will be legit. They'll be
packed with
a lot of fun stuff. It'll be like your own little loot crate pack.
Yes. Oh, my God. The Fantastic Crate Pack. I like that. You just made that up. I'm going to give it to Steve because Steve always makes some cool stuff up.
I just call it the fanny pack, dude.
You see what I'm saying? You see, we're going to... Somebody mentioned on the chat earlier about our merch. We only have, I decided, Steve, Steve has a, I believe his cousin does some amazing graphic designs and t-shirts, but here on the chat, we do have a couple of things that you guys can get. It's just a plain black shirt with the logo on. If you guys want to support the show and support Fantastic Duo, you can rock your Fantastic Duo show you know, shirts and stickers, because we also have stickers on there. You know, and as I mentioned, it's a good way to continue supporting the show, because, you know, believe it or not, we put a lot of work into this.
Yeah, know? I mean, we do, guys. And you know, the thing is, it's like, whatever. I mean, it's, you know, for people that subscribe, it's like $4 a month or whatever $4.99 or whatever. Yeah. You know, I mean, we appreciate everybody coming and listening, but putting in, doing those subscriptions help keep it going, guys. So
yeah,
if we can get you guys to not only just support the show, you know, by coming in and being part of it and stuff, I mean, that's most important. But secondly, if you can, you know, subscribe, that really helps as well too. It keeps things going, and it keeps us going toward doing what our main goal is, which is to try to get sponsors to sponsor the show. Because when we get sponsors that can sponsor the show, then we can do a lot bigger things, and we can bring a lot more better guests in as well, and we can up our game a lot, you know,
and the giveaways go up.
Yeah, the giveaways go up too. The giveaways get bigger, because whenever the sponsor is sponsored, then we're also going to have those products that are going to be part of the grand prize giveaways every month as well. So the more subscribers that we can get, the better sponsors we'll be able to get, and things like that. So please, you know, if you guys can support in that way, and no, Alice, you cannot buy everybody's subscriptions for them.
Dang it, though. Alice. All right, so here we go. So one of the things that I wanted to put up online was I wanted to get people to come and send in their questions. And, you know, they did.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
We have lots of people asking questions.
Okay.
Lots and lots of questions coming in, and here we go. So, Steve, I hope you're ready and you got your thinking cap on.
Okay. Sure.
All right. So, here we go. First question that came in was, and these are easy. What was your first car, Steve, when you became successful on the show?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, actually, when I first got hired on Power Rangers, the first car that I bought, because I moved from Texas to LA with no car. So the first car that I bought was, an old beat up Pontiac Fiero. I don't know if you remember those cars. They were made out of fiberglass. You know what I mean? I had this, and, pretty ridiculous because you know, I don't know if you guys know, we didn't really get a lot of money for being on this show. You know what
Correct.
I mean? Like, it was,
right.
you know, we got the, you know, the prestige of being on that kid show, but that did not come with money. Saban got all that money. We did not. So I got a Pontiac Fiero. That was the car that I got. And it was beat up. It had a scratch in the side, and only it has those little come up headlights like this, but it only had one headlight that would come up. So, in order for the other headlight to come up, I had to actually put like a stick in there and prop it up. And then I just kept those lights up all the time, instead of like letting them go down. So that was, yeah, I mean, it was ghetto, but that's what you do. You know what I mean? Like, you do with what you do. So that was my first car, and then of course after we did the movie, which paid us a bit more money, that I traded in that Fiero, and I got a BMW, and that was pretty cool. I mean, that was like my first really cool, like, you know, car that, you know, that did cost some money, and I was very happy about that. But you know, I don't know. I mean, I like a nice car, but in hindsight, I was like, I probably wish that I wouldn't have spent that money on that car, like, straight away after, you know.
Of course.
I probably should have done more to save, you know. Although, the rest of the money that I made, I did open up a martial arts studio. So, I had something to sustain me after the show was over, which was cool. So, I felt like I made some wise investments, which is not usually what 21-year-old kids will do. So I was happy about that. But, you know, some bad choices and some good choices.
Nice.
But the Pontiac Fiero was my first car. It wasn't my first car, but it was the first car I had that I got from Power Rangers.
Oh, look at that, man. So we'll look, just Google it, and I'm sure you guys will definitely find something out there.
If you don't know what a Pontiac Fiero is, go ahead and just Google it.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it was a neat-looking little sports car, but, you know, it was like, you know,
unfortunately,
like a little tiny car.
Pontiac is no more. But you know what? We could always look back and look for the Fiero. All right, here, let's move forward here. What was the craziest outtake you had in any of your Power Ranger appearances, including the movie?
Outtakes, man. I mean, God, there was so many. I don't know if you guys watched the Zio, series, but I think season 3 and like season 4, like, you know, Power Rangers season 3 and then season 4, which was Zio. I think at the end of every episode, they always showed all the outtakes that we did. I mean, that was, you know, that was really most of the stuff that we were, you know, when we would mess up, they would always have it on, it would be on camera, and they would always show those clips at the end, which is kind of funny. But yeah, I mean, we were cracking up all the time, and especially when Bulk and Skull were on set.
Oh yeah.
Forget about it. I mean, like those guys that with their comedy, I mean, that stuff was not planned. Like some of the gags might have been planned, you know what I mean? Like there were certain things where a pie was going to be in the face, or, you know, some kind of a stunt was required, and that was going to be part of it. But all the rest of that, the stuff they did was pretty ad-libbed, you know? And their back and forth was always just so genius from the very beginning. You know, I always thought it was so smart. And to this day, those guys, the way you see them like on to the camera is how they are in real life too. And, you know, they live far away from each other. I think Jason Narvi lives in Chicago and Paulie lives in LA.
Wow.
But every time they get together, it's like they never left. It's like they picked up right where they left off, and it's quite entertaining. Even to this day, I still crack up when those guys get together.
Yeah, they
have us cracking up on set all the time.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of their outtakes. They're pretty funny, man.
They're good.
Yeah. So those questions came from Twitter, obviously from Sweet Chaos 83, and the second one about your craziest outtake came from at Highwell on Twitter. These are all from Twitter, by the way. Massive questions here on Twitter. Cool. Here we go.
Yeah,
this
definitely.
One,
guys, follow us on Twitter and make sure you guys send your questions there. You can also DM your video questions to the Fantastic Duo Show on Instagram. And then, like I said, if you do send in video, we will post you up if you want us to.
Yeah. So. This one comes from S. Brian. Mr. Brian here wants to know, who out of all the Rangers do you keep in touch with the most?
Well, oddly enough, I mean, it comes in waves, you know what I mean? Like, now, I mean, I keep in contact with all of them all the time, and we always have a thread where there's probably like 20 different Rangers that are always like chatting with each other all the time, you know, on these text threads that we have. So there's that side of it, you know, but the people that I talk to the most, probably, quite honestly, is probably Jason Font, who's like not even on my crew, you know. But I talk to Johnny Young Bosch a lot. I talk to JEF, you know, once or twice a week. We text and say what's up to each other, things like that. So it's just all kinds of different ones, and at different times I'll talk to one person more, but most of the time it's Jason Font, because like when we always end up doing a lot of the same shows together, and we always hang out after the show's over, you know. And so I think he and I are probably two of the most compatible, and then of course Brad Hawkins, but again, he's not, I mean, he is Power Rangers for sure. He's part of Power Rangers, absolutely. So
of course,
I talk to Brad a lot. Probably nowadays, probably talk to him the most, because he's, you know, lives right down the street. But yeah, I don't know.
Nice.
It's
let's
all the time, but yeah.
Yeah, nice. So you guys, these are fan questions, guys. You asked them. We're putting them. Oh, look, Brian's in the chat room. He said, "That's awesome. Thanks for answering."
Yeah.
So this one's coming from Legend Killer. I believe Justin's also in the chat room here. What was it like to return to the anniversary team up with the Ninja Steel Rangers?
Yeah, well, we talked about this. I don't remember where I was talking about this, but you know, I petitioned to get on there, you know. I wanted to be a part of that, and I, for like 3 years in a row, or 3 or 4 years in a row, like ever since they did that the 20 year anniversary, the one where they brought everybody back for the legendary Mega War, I wanted to be a part of that one, but circumstances at that time just I wasn't able to get to New Zealand at the or wasn't able to go to New Zealand at the time that they were filming, so I missed out on that one. And then for 3 years after that, I was like, you know, emailing the producers and the casting people, and I'm like, I would love to come back and be part of the show again for some kind of reunion thing. And then they would always mess me back. Okay, great. Yeah, thanks. We'll let you know, kind of thing. And then they never got back to me. And then when the fourth year came around, they finally were like, you know, reaching out to a few of us and saying who would like to be a part of it. And of course I jumped in on that. And, I had to petition pretty hard for that one, but I was happy to be part of it, but disappointed a little bit that we didn't get to do more. I mean, I truly think they mishandled us. You know what I mean? You know, they could have done a lot more with the group. And having us interact, but it was a scene. I mean, half the movie or half the episode, we were in you know, chamber and beds. You know, they had us sleeping. So, you know, just whatever. You know.
Yeah.
I
mean, no. That's
I have no control over that kind of stuff, and they're not going to take my advice or my input on anything anyway. Believe me, I've tried bunches of times before to give my ideas about stuff, but. They just didn't have any interest, and then that part hasn't changed much. But hopefully now with Hasbro doing stuff, maybe they will, but I have no idea.
That's what I was going to say. With Hasbro now taking over the reins, and you have the entire, you know, you have your finger on the pulse when it comes to the comic book as well. So, you know, that'd be cool. Legend Killer, you're very welcome. You know, so I'm happy we were here for you and answered your question. This is coming from Marina, 17 July 90, and she has, hi. How's your life changed after you became famous for the whole world after Power Rangers?
Well, you know, I mean, there was a period when we were filming on the show where, you know, life definitely changed. I mean, obviously, you know, from being like this, you know, 20-year-old, like, karate instructor from Texas, you know, to ending up on the number one kid show in the world. Yeah, your life definitely is going to take some change, some turns, you know. But after a while, you kind of settle into that, you know, and it just becomes so part routine, you know. But, you know, being on set every day and everything like that, that was something completely new and different and foreign to me. Getting to travel around to do movies and traveling around to do appearances and having these fans come out to like the malls and stuff when we would go out and meet them, and as we were doing tours for the movie and stuff, all of that was just fantastic. I really enjoyed that. But after Power Rangers was over and after I left Power Rangers, there, you know, that all kind of went away, you know, and I just went back to like a normal life. And for the longest time, probably about 10 years, I didn't have anything to do with Power Rangers really, you know. It was hard to get auditions because back then, Power Rangers, they didn't care. Producers and casting directors didn't care about Power Rangers. They thought it was a bit of a joke in the industry. You know, they didn't think it had any kind of staying power. The show was campy. The acting was like nowhere near top notch, you know. So it's hard to even get your foot in the door. So, you know, I just started running martial arts studios and stuff. And that was what I did. So my life changed for a little bit. But once I left Power Rangers, I went right back to my original goal, which was to be back to teaching martial arts and teaching people and helping them better their lives that way. So in one form or another, I'm always like trying to touch people's lives, you know? And so I went back into the martial arts gig, and that's what I did for years and years and years and years for them pretty much. And then, you know, I got this call from a fan who was putting together a convention that they were calling Power Morphicon, and they asked would I be willing to be a part of it, and I was like, yeah, that sounds pretty fun, you know. And then from there, that's when like I saw, oh my god, I saw Austin St. John, I saw Walter Jones, I saw Karen, you know, I saw David Yost, I had seen people I hadn't seen for quite a long time, you know. So that was really cool, and I was like, oh, this is cool, I forgot how awesome it was to be part of this. And then the fans and how enthusiastic they were, you know, I had never really seen that part ever, quite to be quite honest, you know, because you know, we had no interaction with the fans.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly.
So it wasn't until we started doing these conventions that we got to really see, you know, how strong of a fan base that we really had. So that I thought was pretty cool. And then after that, so it wasn't until in the last like few years that my life like really started to kind of change again, where it was like, yeah, I'm still doing the martial arts stuff, but now it's shifted back. Everything's kind of cyclical and it came back to Power Rangers again. And I'm very happy about it. And I'm excited. That's what I love doing.
Yeah, so that brings me to this question here. I'm glad you brought it up that way. Bookworm 3346, Mr. Dave wants to know, was it your choice to leave Power Rangers Turbo or the producers?
Right. It was my choice. But, you know, and again, I mean, I while Saban was running the show, I never want to say anything bad. You know, I mean, like, I'm always going to be forever grateful to Saban and them for giving me this opportunity in the first place. You know, because it did change my life, you know, for the better right. in a lot of ways. But, you know, they were notorious, notoriously known for not taking well, very, very good care of their actors, you know, financially. You know, I mean, you know, California was an expensive place to live and they were not paying a lot of money to us. But after I had put some time in, I asked for some more money and they didn't want to do it.
Got it.
And I just said, well, you know, I mean, I've got my martial arts studios now. Like that seems to be going pretty good. I'm working 12 hours a day with you guys right now. And, you know, I've done everything you've asked me to do on this show and everything. And we only have one season left anyway. All I'm asking is, can we renegotiate a little bit? And they wouldn't budge on it. So I just said, well, that's okay. Now, that being said, after I left, I regretted it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I wish I would have just stuck it out. You know what I mean? But it's hard to see the future. You know what I mean? It's hard to see the future when you feel like you're being screwed over. So you feel like you got to kind of stand up for what you're feeling. And, you know, you feel like you have to stand by that. But, you know, then there's other things that you don't look at. Well, like, oh, look at other fans that I've let down in a sense. You know what I mean? So I wish, you know, on one hand, I'm happy with the decision that I made. And then the other hand, I wasn't. Because I was supposed to do the whole, there was never going to be a Justin on the show. It
right,
was supposed
right.
to be me the whole way. I was supposed to do the movie and I was supposed to do that whole other season until they started in space and then we were all gone. So I was supposed to be part of that whole thing. But it was my choice to leave. And when that happened, when I decided to do that and when I told them, then they were like, okay, that's fine if you want to do that, but we're going to have to try to figure out how we're going to replace you and write you out. So they figured the movie was the best place to do that. And then that's when Shuki Levy got the idea to bring a kid in. So on one hand, you know, it was also good for Blake too. Cause now Blake, you know, Blake got that part, which yeah. now again, he, you know, that brought him to a different level as well too. So everything, you know, everything has some kind of a way of working itself out. You know, I don't like to say things happen for a reason because, you know, I think things are not fated like that for us. Not really anyway. You know, so I just think you make your choices that you make and then you have to live with them. And sometimes, you know, things work out in a way that you didn't expect. And sometimes things work out in a way that you expected they would. So, anyway, that was a super long winded answer, but the answer to your question was, it was my choice.
No. Yeah. Cause you know, that's a question that a lot of people ask.
Not to badmouth, you know, in any way, you know what I mean? Because I'm grateful for the opportunity that I got, but, I will say, I feel like, you know, with the kind of money they made, they could have taken care of the stars a bit better. You know what I mean? But they didn't see us as that. They didn't see us as a commodity that way. They saw us as a way to sell toys. And that's where they made their most money. And so they didn't care whose face was on the toys.
Right. It goes to show 27 years later, look what's happening. You know, you guys are still
I mean, I don't think that was something they expected either, that people, you know, they figured it was going to be a flash in the pan thing and they wanted to try to make the most of it and stretch it out the way that they could, the best they could, and make the most of it that they could from it. I can't hate them for that. You know what I mean? Hate them for that, but I'm just saying it would not have hurt them, you know, it would not have hurt them to pay it when you're making $900 million a year in licensing on toys and stuff. You could afford to pay your actors $1 million a year. I'm just saying,
Jesus.
You know what I mean? You know? So that being said, it is what it is. But, you know, I mean, I can't look back, you know, I can only look forward. And now I really, you know, am grateful because, you know, it karmically comes back, even though I, you know, I say that in a generic sense, you know, the fans, you know, they're still showing their love. So I think that that's cool, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. And that's a lot, a big question a lot of people always ask and want to know, you know, because, you know, you could have had that run in Turbo and God only knows where that would have taken you. But
I don't know.
We're,
I mean,
we're happy. We're happy we still have you around. That's
yeah,
the
no, I'm
part.
I'm happy to be around, too. Yeah,
of course.
Thank you. Thank you.
What was your favorite thing about being overall a Power Ranger?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of things, you know.
And that one comes from Andy, by the way. AndyDB27
okay. Yeah,
on
Andy.
Twitter.
Good question. I mean, there was a lot of things, you know. One of the things that happened probably almost weekly for us was, you know, the kids from Make-A-Wish Foundation, you know, coming to set. You know, that was always really cool, you know what I mean? Because it's like, somebody's dying wish is to meet us, you know, and they might not ever get anything else ever again. And so for us to just come and meet us and take pictures with us and watch us filming on the set a little bit was always pretty cool. And you know, so that was very special. But then also a really cool thing that would happen is celebrities, they get special treatment. So celebrities say, hey, I want to bring my kids to the set, you know. So if Gene Simmons from Kiss says, I want to bring my kids to the set, guess what? We're going to entertain Gene Simmons for right. a few hours, and he brings his kids to the set. You know what I mean? Because they were fans, you know. And of course, when we did the premiere of the movie, all of the mega stars of that time, you know, brought their kids to the show, to the movie, and I was very, very excited to be part of that. That was probably one of the coolest experiences I had, was actually the premiere of the movie, and just that was like massive stardom with the hands and feet print in the cement and doing that whole ceremony, and then going to a big giant premiere, a world premiere for the movie and stuff. I mean, there's just nothing cooler than that.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool to hear. That to me is like, I always thought about this, like, what's it like life after or life during, you know, being on that show? It alters a lot of people's lives, and you also touch a lot of other people that were probably going through problems or used this as an escape, you know? Mm-hmm. And someone on the chat, Legend Killer, asked, what was it like to have Blake fill your shoes in Power Rangers Turbo?
Well, I mean, at the time, you know, because of the way that I was feeling, I was happy to be leaving, you know what I mean? I mean, on one hand, it was like I didn't really care, nor did I have a say in who my successor was going to be, you know, but I thought it seemed like a good idea, you know? I mean, it's a kid's show, why not, you know, put this thought out there that kids could actually be a Power Ranger too, you know, because what more of an opportunity
right.
for people to believe they could actually become a Power Ranger is if they see a kid become one too, you know? So, and it's not like a new concept. I mean, even the Super Sentai series had a kid on the show. You know, if you remember, the White Ranger was a kid.
Yes. Yep.
So in the Die Ranger series, which, you know, they never showed those costumes except the White Ranger one, but, you can, you know what I mean? Like, there's possibilities are endless. So to me, but at the time, I didn't really care. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
like,
right. No, it was a different time. Yeah.
I don't care who they replace me with. I've got, you know, one more week on set, I'm out of here, kind of thing, you know?
Right.
And that was my thought process. But again, as I look back on things, you know, not that it would have given me a choice anyway, but had they, I would have, you know, I would have liked to have had some insight or some, say on some of that stuff too. Not that I wouldn't have said, let's not bring Blake in, because I mean, I love Blake, you know what I mean? He's great. But I'm just saying, like, you know, who knows what direction they could have taken things.
Yeah. So, oh my God. And last question for the night.
Brian, okay. Man, it did go by fast.
Yeah. Brian wants to know, how did Alex and Alexis Alexis and Steve meet. Jesus, I can't read.
Yeah,
what's wrong with me?
So yeah, so Alex is a fan, and I believe I signed some stuff for him.
Guilty as charged.
And then we got to chat, and he was telling me about how he runs some podcasts, and it came at a time when Brad and I were looking to try to get something going, and then obviously, you know, with Brad with the baby on the way and all that kind of stuff like that, it made it harder for him with all the bars that he's running and all this stuff with COVID and everything. It sort of, the idea fell apart, but we also didn't know how to like get it going. So when Alex told me about all the different things that he produces and stuff, I thought, well, this is probably the guy that could help make this happen. So that's how we got to meet. We met and just immediately started talking when he started talking about the podcast that he produces and stuff, is when I got the idea to say, hey, well, you know, Brad and I were going to do this thing, but now Brad kind of like is not part of it anymore. So I want to get it started anyway. I want to keep it going. So what can we do? And next thing you know, this guy's got all the ideas all set up. You know, he's got all the, you know, the way, the timeline and the plan to like make it happen. So, you know, I just think that, you know, Alex has been a great producer for me, and I'm just really fortunate that, you know, and at that happenstance that we met, you know what I mean? But again, it's like, it's recognizing certain things, you know, you recognize certain, you know, potential opportunities, and then you try to see if you can forge ahead with them. And that's what we did. So that's kind of how we met.
Well, thank you for the kind words. And by the way, someone's asking, Steve, do you have a P.O. box for fan mail? I believe you don't, right? You're using VShout official?
Yes, right. If you have, well, again, I don't want to use fan shout. I don't have a P.O. box, guys. The VShout is for if you have items that you want me to sign, you can send them to VShout. You pay VShout for them. VShout sends them to me. I send them back to VShout. VShout sends them on to you guys. So they take care of everything for that. So if there's items you want to get signed, then VShout is the way to go for that, at least for now. But if you just have fan mail that you want to send us and stuff, I mean, it's better to just DM me on Instagram. I usually try to get back to people. I mean, I get a lot of them, but I try to sit through them as much as possible. So, if there's something that you want to say, please, by all means, you know, sometimes even if I don't get a chance to get back to you, I am eventually getting them and reading them. So, you know, or you can always just shout it out on the wall on Twitter or wherever you want. So, yeah.
Well, listen, now this is a question from me here on the show before we end it, is I just ordered, and it's coming in a couple of days, my Red Ranger Hasbro Lightning Collection helmet.
Oh, you know? Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm hoping that my inner fandom can can get that signed one day.
Well, of course, man. Yeah.
I will send it through VShout.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, I think that one of the things that we're trying to make happen right now is I'm trying to get out to do, we're going to do some Comic-Con out in Jersey and New York later this year. So when I do that, then we're going to do our Fantastic Duo live show live from via the remotely from the comic book store. So I think that would probably be the best time for you to bring your helmet then, get it signed.
Oh, that's right, because you would be here after August. I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, we're working on it anyway. I'll keep you guys posted on that.
Yes. So everyone on the chat, everyone that submitted questions, anyone who's listening to this later on, thank you. Thank you for this. I love doing these Q&As because a lot of the time we don't get the time on panels, or we don't get the time to ask a lot of things when we're in front of you. You know, it was very heavy on the Power Rangers side, but at the same time, in the future ones, we're going to also mix it up with some other crazy questions.
Yeah, guys, you feel free to ask me other stuff. You know, I mean, I might not always know all the answers, but, you know, I would like to hear, you know, what people's opinions are on different things, and I'll feel free to chime in. It doesn't have to just be, I mean, as long as it's pop culture related in some way, you know what I mean? Like, or maybe something in the current times, you know, those questions are always open, you know, just to talk about as well. It doesn't all have to just be Power Ranger stuff. I mean,
yeah,
you know, I love talking about that, and it's cool. But you know, hey, I mean, you can challenge me a little bit. We'll try some other questions from some other genres. And if I don't know it, I'm just gonna be like, hey, look, I don't know.
Alice said, there goes all her questions.
Oh, so. There goes all her. Yeah, all right.
And a big shout out going out to it's Natalie on the chat too. She's one of our very first supporters as well here on the chat room. I mean,
thank you, Natalie.
Thank you so much. So thank you everyone who came to today's show. Thank you everyone who continues to support us. Make sure to follow the Fantastic Duo Show on Instagram. You already know to follow Steve, follow myself if you like. You know, Twitter is blowing up as well. That's a great place to always send in questions and any info that you need, whatever.
I'm talking about on my Twitter, not just the Fantastic Duo Show Twitter, but my Twitter, if you guys, I'm posting a lot there now. So, you know, I kind of left Twitter dormant for a long time, but we're back with that now, and I'm pretty much dedicating my Twitter page to everything Fantastic Duo Show. So if you guys want to catch up on stuff or ask us questions, Twitter's the way to go with that as well too. So
Steve, one last time before we get out of here, where are you going to be at this weekend?
This weekend I'll be in Orange County, California. So I'm doing four different conventions. Fat Collectibles on Friday. Then I'm doing Sick Pops, SICC Pops, and I'm doing Torpedo Comics and another one as well too. But you'll have to look at my pages for that as well. I don't have them in front of me off the top of my head, so it's hard to remember. But
and we're gonna post it up on everything, so you guys will definitely make sure. To keep in touch through there. You're going to see it.
Yeah, guys. Well, thank you guys so much again for hanging out with us, and you know, another successful show that didn't have too many glitches this time, which is good as always. So anyway, guys, may the power protect you. Let's stay safe out there, guys. And anyone coming to see me this weekend, make sure you guys mask up, bring some hand sanitizer, things like that. But I look forward to meeting everybody. So once again, everybody, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, guys. See you Thursday.